AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On this day before Election Day, the man known as Putin's chef, an oligarch and militia owner and advisor to the Russian president, admits to having interfered in U.S. elections in the past and will keep on doing that. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These comments, though, I'll say this, do not tell us anything new or surprising, as we all know. It's well known and well documented in the public domain that entities associated with Yevgeny and Yevgeny Prigozhin have sought to influence elections around the world, including the United States.
President Biden at a rally at Bowie State University in Maryland accuses Republicans in Congress of being hypocrites for opposing his student debt relief plan.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, that great American, she and her husband received $183,000 in debt relief, cash to pay for their business. And then there's another. She said it's completely unfair to forgive student loans for working middle-class families. Come on, man.
Biden says Republicans are intent on eliminating programs designed to help middle-class and lower-class families. As it has done in past elections, the Justice Department is sending monitors to a number of states.
Federal monitors are being stationed at 64 jurisdictions across the country, including Maricopa County in Arizona. There have been reports of people watching ballot boxes, some of them armed or wearing bulletproof vests. And poll monitors are being posted in Cole County, Missouri, despite local officials saying they'll block the federal observers. The presence of these monitors, mostly lawyers from the Justice Department and other government agencies, is normal. But for this election, it comes with a backdrop of concerns about potential voter intimidation. There's also a hotline voters can call if they feel they're being hindered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Subtropical storm Nicole has formed in the Atlantic, and National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Pappin says the storm could be a hurricane when it hits the Bahamas, then on to Florida's east coast.
It's going to basically take a turn to the west and then the west-southwest, approaching first the northwest Bahamas sometime during the day on Wednesday, and then potentially making landfall in Florida early on Thursday morning.
Hurricane Center says the storm is so spread out, hurricane conditions are possible in Florida Wednesday, and a dangerous storm surge also possible along Florida's east coast into southeastern Georgia. Nicole is not expected to have an impact on voting day tomorrow. For a second time, a federal judge declares multiple portions of New York's new gun law unconstitutional, including rules that restrict carrying firearms in public parks and places of worship. Legislators rewrote the state's handgun laws after the Supreme Court invalidated the permitting process. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.